You're listening to The Breakfast Buzz
on demand.
Battle of the Buzz. I'm gonna win cuz I'm a real big smarty. I'm a real big smarty. Let's play some Battle of the Buzz. I better win cuz I'm gonna get real rowdy. Let's get real rowdy.
Kayla in Maricopa, good morning. You are on Team Alana.
Woo!
Yeah, woo!
I like that. She's very fired up. Tim and Chandler, what's up, my man? Welcome to Team Nico today.
Glad to be on a winning team, Nico.
Oh! I see the cockiness coming through. The Larry H. Miller Toyota Peoria ticket window is open. Four tickets to the Pleasant Harbor Christmas Lanterns at Lake Pleasant on December 1st. Nico, give us your first question. We're ready for you.
Here we go. Alana and Kayla, first question for you. What is the number one thing Arizonans are Googling about Thanksgiving this year? Is it A, how to microwave a turkey? Is it B, what day is Thanksgiving? Or is it C, do turkeys bite?
What day is Thanksgiving, I think.
You think what
day? What day is Thanksgiving?
You think? Maybe. Do you think a lot of people know that it's Thursday?
I would think so, but I think they want to know, like, the number.
The number. Okay. I can be convinced that that's right.
That is correct.
What in the world?
That is the number one thing.
I have to be honest with you, Kayla. I was a little nervous there for a second. But
nice job, Kayla.
Good job. All right, question number one for Tim and Nico. True or false, the word pumpkin showed up for the very first time in the fairy tale Cinderella?
Was it called like a squash before? What do you think, Tim?
Yeah, or a gourd?
We'll
go true. We'll take a chance.
All right, let's go true.
Good chance to take. It was true. It was originally called a ghost melon.
Oh.
I don't know what that means.
There you go.
That sounds correct.
Yeah, bust that one out at the Thanksgiving meal.
Question number two. Kayla, Alana, what was the name of the ship that brought the pilgrims to America?
The Mayflower.
Okay.
It was. Good job with authority, Kayla. Question number two, Tim and Nico. Before she was married, Carrie Underwood dated another pro athlete. Who was it? Was it A, Troy Aikman, B, Tony Romo, or C, LeBron James?
It was Tony Romo.
Are you sure it's not LeBron James? Tony Romo.
Yeah. And then he did her dirty.
Several times, I heard. Question number three, Kayla and Alana, true or false? Benjamin Franklin wanted the turkey to be the national bird of the United States, not the eagle.
True?
Yeah, I'm going to go true. He loved the turkey, man. There's something between Franklin and the turkey.
Why do you know about that? Why do you know that about him?
Because he was a weird guy, and I like to read weird stuff, but he loved that turkey.
That is true.
I don't know. I know that.
Reading his diary, I love turkeys so much. They are so intelligent.
He was a big fan. Question number three, Team Nico and Tim. What country grows the most potatoes? Is it A, China, B, Ireland, or C, the United States?
No, Nico. What do you think on this?
Oh, man. I know the Irish love
Ireland.
Their
China's
potatoes.
Got a lot of people, though.
I know Idaho pumps out those potatoes, but there are so many friggin' people in China.
I'm going to defer to you, Nico.
I'm going to go with the Chinese.
The Chinese do indeed.
Yeah!
Yeah.
Wow.
Idaho puts out a lot of spuds, just not enough.
Once again, second to the Chinese.
Time for the bonus question, you guys. We cannot help you out on this. Person closest to the number is going to win these tickets, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. Because we asked the question first, we're going to give you the first crack at it, Kayla, okay?
Okay.
How many people were on the Mayflower when it came to America from England?
259.
Okay, very specific. And Tim, how many?
260.
Oh, my goodness.
And the actual number of people, including the crew, was 135.
Oh! Yeah! Yeah! Woo! Kayla!
Tim, awesome. I was hoping you were going to be slick in the other direction.
Yeah. 50-50 shot.
I'm like 258. Say 258.
Say it!
All right. Well, thanks so much for playing today, Tim. You did a great job,
thanks.
Man.
All righty.
Awesome.
Kayla, girl, you worked for it, and you earned it. 4 tickets into Pleasant Harbor Christmas Lanterns coming up at Lake Pleasant on December 1st.
And have a great Thanksgiving, Kayla.
Thank you. You guys, happy Thanksgiving as well.
The new Camel at 107.9.
Listen to The Breakfast Buzz, weekdays starting at 5:30.